As temperatures and daylight lowered in the Urbandale neighborhood Wednesday night, Egypt Crone walked door to door. In her hands, a flyer saying in big, bold letters, "Notice of flood evacuation." It says it is not safe to stay in these homes. It gives the name of Letts Community Center, a shelter that will open Thursday at noon.
But it's definitely something to take seriously.
Okay.
At one home, Ijup hands a flyer to a woman who is house-sitting.
We're not under a mandatory evacuation, but it's a strongly recommended evacuation. They really want people to evacuate.
Okay, well, thank you.
As we walk up to another house, Ijup explains she's not just a volunteer. These are her neighbors she's helping to inform.
I certainly have been feeling very stressed out and emotional all day. My house should be fine. I live just outside the floodplain, but these are my neighbors and my community that I care a lot about.
Joining Egypt is another volunteer and neighbor, Patty Akeley.
I live in this neighborhood. I farm in this neighborhood. Many of my friends are in this neighborhood. I'm absolutely concerned about the welfare of my community.
Patty is a Lansing native who remembers the last time major floodwaters inundated this neighborhood.
The last big flood in 75, my dad was actually working at MSU, and he had to boat out to the campus to move all their mainframe computers. So no, we haven't seen anything that could potentially be this serious in quite some time.
As Egypt goes house to house, Patty checks off a list for the city, showing which residents they've reached and which homes they simply left a flyer because no one answered the door.
So I hope that we can walk around and reach some people and let them know that there will be resources made available to them to help them.
Leaving the homes behind does not mean leaving pets. The city urges people to call 211 if their dog, cat, or other animal needs a temporary home.
My pets and my family and everything, we have a safe place to go, so really I'm just going to be thinking about the things I leave behind.
Victoria Bailey is one of the neighbors who received a flyer.
Have you had to deal with anything like flooding like this before?
No, never, no. So we're kind of winging it, not really sure what's happening.
While Victoria plans to be gone by Thursday afternoon, another resident, Willie, says he may wait a little longer to see what happens. The rain earlier this week has already damaged his home.
I just got finished spending 3 hours pumping my basement out of water just a while ago, and I had to restart my hot water heater and everything.
Across Lansing, volunteers like Egypt and Patty canvassed low-lying areas, hoping their neighbors will take the flood threat seriously.
I think it's important to be out here helping our neighbors. We're relative newcomers to the neighborhood, but we care about the neighborhood and we care about making sure people are safe.
In the Urbandale neighborhood, on the night before the rising waters arrive, I'm Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.